What up, and welcome back to Bach Fantasy Talk. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. And with that, let's get into it.
Front!
Trying to throw, Jones caught it. Did he get both feet down? Yes, he did! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Yeah! Great time!
Snap to Kirk, here they come. Got to get rid of it. Lob for Mooney. Caught! 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Atlanta! Fourth and one.
And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my gosh.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game.
What up, and welcome back to another episode of Bach Fantasy Talk. It has been, it's been a minute. I'll say that for sure. Voice is a little raspy today, so sorry about that. But it's glad to be back. It's also really, really happy. I was thinking what I was going to say before I started this. Really nice of the amount of people that asked if I'm still doing this when I'm coming back. So very, very thoughtful. I appreciate that a lot. I will be very busy this year. I am trying to get an episode out per week, maybe two, just depending on kind of what happens around the league. Really, really investing myself in earning the NFL salary cap. That was something I'd really like to do potentially out of college. Just don't really know how to get into that industry. So that's something I probably need to look into. However, I think it is a really good talking point to talk about the logistics. I don't think you see a lot of people who learn about the logistics in the NFL. I think a great example is when guys get, I think it was Terrence Marshall got traded to the Cowboys from the Panthers the other year for like a fourth round pick, and he had 2.5 years left on his rookie deal. And it's like, why is he a fourth round pick? And then you see somebody else get traded at the deadline, like Jesse Bates like gets traded for like a third or a fourth of the deadline. Well, you're like, Jesse Bates is a better player than Terrence Marshall. You just see positional value, and you see how much time he has left on his rookie deal and how much numbers that is. I'm not going to talk about that today. I would love to talk into every single contract that happened. I'll give a quick update on the Falcons. I do not like the direction the team is in this year. I am very upset with the Jalen Walker tear. I agree with the James Pierce Jr. suspension. Obviously, he agreed to it because it was not appealed by him. It was negotiated, so he took that on his own. So kind of just took the loss on that right there. I think what we're all here for is fantasy, and that's what I'm getting today. The quarterback is very, very deep this year. And I think a great pick this year would be Kyler Murray. And looking at all these guys, on this magazine, I buy this Athlon Sports magazine every single year. It's beautiful to see where people are ranked. Like Jackson Dart in this magazine is ranked 17th. And I don't even see Kyler Murray in the top. Oh, no, here he is. Top 16. So I'm weighing on a quarterback this year. Jared Goff always balls out. He always has a good fantasy year. I think he's a guy to look for as well. And a safer floor. It is a very, very low-end running back year. There is not a lot of running backs. However, it is very easy in the first two rounds to get a running back. I can give you my quarterback rankings real quick. However, take these as you want. And again, wait on a quarterback. I would not take Josh Allen. He's phenomenal every year. He's always the QB1. But he's one. At two, I got Lamar. Three, Joe Burrow. Four, Jalen Hurts. And I think Jalen Hurts is a very, very good NFL quarterback. I do think he is top 10. I think with this offensive coordinator change, it'd be very interesting to watch. I also think what's going to be very interesting to watch is what are they going to do when their Hall of Fame right tackle Lane Johnson leaves. And that's something that Charlie is probably listening to me back behind and is thinking about right now as well. Drake May at five, you know, I'm very curious to see how he – it's an improvement of the roster. It's a very difficult schedule. And people can say, yes, the schedule is easy. It matters. It truly does matter. It's going to be a tough schedule. However, they're investing in their team. Investing in the roster. I don't know why Mike Vrabel is getting a pass, but that could be a whole episode itself. I do expect a fall off from the Patriots. However, record-wise, not production-wise. Six, Jackson Dart. I think he's an elite pick just because of the rushing upside. However, most of these guys outside of Allen, Burrow, and Lamar are interchangeable. Seven, I have Dak Prescott. I think Dak's due for a big year. I'm staying away from George Pickens because he's in that contract thing where he's on the franchise tag, so he doesn't have any guarantees. And you've seen guys come out like Bijan Robinson and Saquon Barkley who say, I'm not going to make a big-time play to put my body on the line if I do not have fully guaranteed money. Not fully guaranteed, but guaranteed money over multiple years. I don't expect George Pickens to play a lot this year. I think he obviously will play.
it's just I don't think he's happy under the franchise tag, and I think that's something to monitor. Caleb Williams at 8. I know they're going to have a tough schedule. I still think that's a fun team to watch. I don't think Ben Johnson's offense is going anywhere. 9, I have – who do I have at 9? I can't even find – oh, Trevor Lawrence. The Jaguars are just slept on. They had that – they went 13-4. Trevor Lawrence is just consistent. Liam Cohen, great offense, great receiver room. Might as well throw him out there at 10. I have Jaden Daniels. I think all the personal stuff, I'm very curious to see what happens with that because, again, if the guy stays off social media, he can stay away from stuff. However, that stuff really affects players nowadays. And his mom doing that stuff, I mean, he's 25 years old right here. It's very curious. I'm very curious to see what happens. I'm very curious to see what happens with his Washington coaching staff because for some reason they're on a short leash after somehow making the SEC championship and having one bad year where all their guys were injured. Very curious to see how it was. I didn't like how they were built last year. I said Washington was going to easily miss the playoffs as they did. I'm seeing a lot of slander on Sonny Styles. I think he needs a little bit more time. However, linebackers should be pretty ready to go. Arvell Reese obviously looked very good in camp. People are giving him high praise. Sonny Styles is the guy I want to watch. 11, Justin Herbert. This guy gets so bailed out. It's insane. It's because he's in a crappy market. Justin Herbert, is he really that good of a quarterback? Can someone please tell me how Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen get slandered all the time, but Justin Herbert doesn't? Yeah, his two right and left tackles were out this year, but this guy has been given every single pass in his career. And if he does not win a playoff game with this coaching staff and this roster that's fully healthy, it's an embarrassment to him. And it's time to have some tough conversations of, hey, is Justin Herbert really this guy? Or are we just giving him bailout because he's in a small market? I'm tired of the Justin Herbert look. Kyler Murray at 12, I think he's a great pick this year. I mean, what's not to love? It's a great offense. The offense that Kevin O'Connell runs is always built around his quarterback strengths. Kevin O'Connell likes throwing balls outside the numbers. Kyler Murray likes extending plays. He's very efficient outside the hash marks near the sideline. It's going to be a great pick. It's an easy pick. He honestly may be my quarterback in every single league just because of where you can get him and how good of an offense this is in the offensive line and receiver room. That same as well. I know I haven't mentioned the name yet, Matthew Stafford. He's due for a good year. I just don't think it's going to be as good as the year he had a couple years ago. So for that reason, I count it out. Bo Nix, like, these are all good names. These are all good quarterbacks. Bo Nix had 367 fantasy points in 2024. He had 355 last year. That's pretty good. Like, there's no drop-off in these projections. Dak Prescott is 2. He has 368 projected points. Bo Nix, 361. Wait on a quarterback. Wait on a quarterback this year. Take high-value running backs. That's all I'm giving you quarterback-wise. Just wait on a quarterback. Don't pick a quarterback early because I did that last year in my hometown league. Very, very competitive league. Very competitive league. Ask any guy. It's very competitive. And that is the only year I've ever missed the playoffs in fantasy football is when I took a quarterback first and I took him in the third round. Awful. Do not do it. I hate doing it. Running backs, I'm giving it to Bijan. There's no – like, between Bijan and Gibbs, there's – really no difference in my opinion. If I'm taking a guy, I'm taking Bijan just because I'm the Falcons guy. However, I think Jahmyr Gibbs is a fascinating pick. And everybody says that, well, Dave Montgomery's gone. Tyler Allgeier had 7 rushing touchdowns last year. Those are going to be two Bijan Robinson. So I don't get the Dave Montgomery's gone argument. I think the argument you make for the Falcons is they don't have really a right tackle. They don't have good quarterback play. I think Dan Campbell calling plays is still a good thing. Jahmyr Gibbs had his best fantasy football year last year with Dan Campbell calling plays. You can't go wrong. You can't just pick second and have the guy in front of you make a decision, and that makes your life a lot easier. And that's what I'm doing this year, and I'll probably be in Jahmyr Gibbs. Christian McCaffrey at 3. I'm seeing all this stuff that, hey, Christian McCaffrey is tweaked up right now with tightness. I think that's overblown by the media. Again, I think a lot of stuff gets overblown by the media, especially diving into stuff and learning a lot more about media. It's been overblown. He's still an elite fantasy football player. He's an elite NFL player. There's no logistics behind that, whatever it is, nuclear site next to their practice facility and 49ers playing players getting injury. There's no study on that. That's just a myth the media tells you. So take that as you will. He had a great year. I would not take him, though, at 30 with his massive workload. I wouldn't. And there's a very fascinating stat I would like to workload watch. This is beautiful. Last 3 years, who has had the highest workload and who has had the most touches? It's Bijan Robinson at 1. He has over 1,000 touches. Saquon, Derrick Henry, Kyren Williams, Tony Pollard, Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs, James Cook, Jahmyr Gibbs, Breece Hall. Top 10. Pretty interesting stat. Touches per game. Top touches per game is Saquon Barkley, Kyren Williams, Jonathan Taylor, and Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey has the highest touches per game. Something to note, last 2 years, the highest touches per game has been Bijan, Saquon Barkley, Jonathan Taylor per game in that opposite order. most touches is Bijan. He has the most touches, opportunity for the most points. So that's why you're taking Bijan. Jonathan Taylor, 4. I don't think the Colts have a good year. I think they regret signing Daniel Jones to a multi-year deal. I don't get the why teams, aka the Colts and the Giants, did not franchise tag Daniel Jones. People just have something against it. I'm all for franchise tagging those guys. Those guys should be franchise tagged. The Indianapolis Colts messed up by not franchising tagging Alec Pierce because he's already injured and he's not playing any practicing on this multi-year contract. 4 years, like $120 million, ton guaranteed. Stole the bag from them. Why wouldn't you just franchise tag your quarterback? Why? It's the most valuable position. He would play on the tag. Daniel Jones would play on that $35 million a year tag. I don't know. I don't get it. James Cook, he's a good offense. The play calling's not going to change. So pretty safe pick to me. The Devon Achane argument is very tough for me because it's not a good offense. And you're taught in fantasy football to take guys who are in a good offense. I don't know. Is he just going to touch the ball every game and they're not going to score points and people are going to take him in fantasy? I don't know. I think Malik Willis loves throwing the ball downfield. I'm staying away from him. I'm also drafting the early end, so I won't get him. Ashton Jeddah, take him as you will. Saquon's going to be elite. Josh Jacobs, I don't think he's getting suspended. Very run-favorable offense. Marion Hampton, I think he's worth it. Mike McDaniel did come out and say that he's going to use a lot of guys. He also said that. I think Devon Achane was top 3 last year, so I'm taking him. I'm always taking Derrick Henry. I don't think he's going to fall. People love Chase Brown in the fantasy football community, and if you look at the stats and you look at the workload and you look at the share percentage, it's a good pick. It really is a good pick. I would take Chase Brown in the second round. I would take him ahead of Kyren Williams, who I have right behind him. I wouldn't take Breece Hall. It's not a fun offense. I don't care if he's going to come out and be the bell cow running back. Whatever. Whatever. Who cares about that stat? Javonte Williams is just a clean, solid pick. I don't think anything's really going to change from that. I think R.J. Harvey is the guy to take in that Denver offense. I think Kyle Mungai, if he's not banged up, is the guy to take in Chicago. I think that guy is going to surprise people. I think he's going to take a year to leave. I think DeAndre Swift is going to slowly fall down. Trevion Henderson is not the guy. I would take Ramondre Stevenson. I would just stay away from those guys. I think Judkins is a pretty solid pick. I just don't think the offense is that great. Scadaboo, they just signed Najee Harris today. I don't know. I really do not know what I expect from that Giants team. What do I expect from this Cardinals team is a very intriguing question because they draft a guy third overall. And if you draft a guy third overall, you're going to pay him a ton of money. Most guaranteed money ever to running back, and you're going to play him. Now, he has that high ankle sprain, which I don't think is worth early second, mid-second, and you're in a bad offense with a lot of mouths to feed. It's a really, really good skill position group, I believe, down in Arizona. It's a very fascinating group for fantasy. Michael Wilson and Marvin Harrison Jr. And Trey McBride's going very, very high. It's a new coordinator change. And I believe it's LaFleur. So you're going to see a lot of running. And he came from the Rams, which is a lot of running the football. It's a lot of 12, 13 personnel. They do have 3 very serviceable running backs in Tyler Algier and James Conner in there. I don't think James Conner lasts that long. I think Etienne's an intriguing pick. Jeremiah Love is just going to be fascinating to watch because he's going to be an elite player. He's going to be an amazing player. He's going to be one of the best players in the Cardinals franchise history. Will he stay healthy this year? I wouldn't take him with a high ankle sprain. And that's the player I'm most fascinated to watch and most fascinated to watch in my fantasy draft where he goes. Etienne, I think, is a pretty solid pick. Like solid RB2 is where I would take him. Steelers offense, I would take Jaylen Warren. Kenneth Gainwell left. Kenneth Gainwell, I believe, had 73 receptions last year. Rico Dowdle's not catching those passes. Jaylen Warren is going to be a very nice sleeper upside pick. Tony Pollard, if Jeremiah Love was there at 4, would the Titans have taken him? I'm very curious to know that as well, but we'll never find that out. I think Pollard's a solid 1 RB2, along with David Montgomery. I think you're in very serviceable running back range right now with what we're talking about. I think Jadarian Price is going to be a fascinating pick. You picked him 32nd overall. Is he going to play? Who knows? Very curious to see the Minnesota backfield. I think somebody's going to pop out, and it's not going to be Aaron Jones. I don't know who that's going to be. And I really don't know also who is it going to be in Tampa Bay. Is it going to be Bucky Irvin or Kenneth Gainwell? Who knows? Again, Kenneth Gainwell caught 73 passes from Aaron Rodgers last year. Jaylen Warren is going to be such a good sleeper pick. I would take him over Rico Dowdle. That's my take. Tuden, Brashil Tuden, however you say his name in Jacksonville, I think he's the guy as well. I think he's the guy as well. Rashad White in Washington, I think he's the guy to take there too. I would not fall for the Blake Gorham propaganda in L.A. I would not. They're still going to give the ball to Kyren Williams. Charbonnet is a great pick later. Chris Rodriguez, really solid pick too. Those are the guys I'm very curious to watch. And Kamara, no, he should not be ranked 30th. Jamar Chase is the guy over Puka Nacua for me, with the reasoning being quarterback. Stafford a little bit earlier, yes, he had his best year ever. However, if Matthew Stafford were to get hurt, the offense would switch to 13 personnel, and they would be running the ball a ton with Ty Simpson, who I believe is the quarterback too. He had a great preseason game. Guy finally proves people wrong. People will shut up. Media will go away with that pick. I love watching Puka Nacua play. I think Jamar Chase with him playing, oh, they played the same amount of games, playing with very bad quarterback play for 3 or 4 weeks. If he had Joe Flacco, he would be a lot better, and that security is there. I just think Jamar Chase is the one. That's who I would take, even though I do love watching Puka Nacua play and hoping one day he'd be on my fantasy team, which I could take him this year. It's not for me. I'm taking Amon-Ra, third receiver, and I'm putting him over JSN. And yes, JSN had a really good year last year. I don't like the coordinator change, and it is a first-time play caller, which I usually tend to shy away from. Maybe the OC deserved it. I'm not falling for it. I'm taking Amon-Ra 3 because you lose fantasy drafts in the first two rounds. You don't win them. Everybody's saying Kenneth Walker. Oh, this is what I'm hating on. Kenneth Walker is not a good football player. Where is this hype in? He had one good MVP game. Kenneth Walker is not a good football player. I think he's going way too high in fantasy. I think he's the most overrated player in the NFL. He can't catch and he can't block. Yes, he can run. Yes, he had a great Super Bowl. Holy crap. Who cares? He was fresh. He was healthy. He wasn't sharing touches. He got every single touch that game. I am shying away from Kenneth Walker. I think he is the most overrated player in the National Football League. I'll stand on that take. If he has a good year, I'll come on and have my own episode and be like, hey, I think Kenneth Walker, I messed up on. I think he's the most overrated player in the NFL. I really do. I really do. Especially in fantasy. This guy had one good game. Everybody acts like he is Jesus. And this magazine has him at 13. Awesome. Because he got the majority of touches. This guy, is he efficient? He's in the last 3 years, not including the playoffs, he's had 400-yard regular season games. If he's the bell cow guy and he's going to get all that stuff around him, awesome. I don't get the hype. I would not take him in the second round. Yes, fantasy football is about taking risks. I think he's the most overrated player. Text me. Say he isn't. I don't care. JSN's 4. New coordinator change. 5. CeeDee Lamb. I love CeeDee Lamb. I love the Cowboys offense. I love watching the Dallas Cowboys play football. Yes, I like watching the Yankees play. Yes, I like watching the Cowboys play. Yes, I grew up traditional. Whatever. Whatever. I love watching the Cowboys play. I take CeeDee Lamb over George Pickens because CeeDee Lamb is obviously very efficient, but George Pickens' numbers go down when CeeDee Lamb doesn't play. That makes sense, but that just means CeeDee Lamb's numbers are better when both of them play. I got CeeDee Lamb. I think he plays a lot this year. Justin Jefferson at 6. Awful quarterback play last year. Awful fantasy year. Elevated quarterback play this year. Take him. First round, I wouldn't sweat it too much. Drake London at 7, a little biased. He's very quarterback proof. He gets the ball a ton. So fancy will give him the ball. He's really the only elite pass catcher on this roster. He's the number one option. It's not even close. And the second best pass catcher is Kyle Pitts. If you say two is not good, two is accurate. Tua hates a little insane. It's just for clicks and views. Got him at 7. George Pickens at 8. Going to have a great year. 9, Nico Collins. He's just consistent. Really can't really hate on that. 10, A.J. Brown. Been seeing a lot of A.J. Brown hype. And I kind of believe it watching some film. Drake May. Very friendly fantasy football offense. 10, 11, Zay Flowers. I'm really high on Zay Flowers. I think Zay Flowers is a good football player. I think he is an overhated football player. I think the contract he deserved is completely right. And he's very, very consistent in fantasy. One of those guys who's kind of just swept under the rug every year. And people say he didn't deserve a Pro Bowl last year. Those are guys who did not go and look at the numbers. He deserved the Pro Bowl last year in the AFC as a top four receiver. NFC, absolutely not. He didn't deserve it. AFC, yes, he deserved it. 12, Amika Abuka in line for a good year. Baker contract year. I think it's fun. Mike Evans is gone. Chris Godwin's slowly coming out of the picture. Why not? Tyrell McMillan, 13. And he's just going to have a good year. He's just going to keep getting better. Malik Nabers, 15, 14. Huge Malik Nabers guy. Now I'm just going to kind of talk about guys I'm going to like. I'm going to like Devontae Smith. He's in line for a big year. He's going to have probably his most efficient and best numbers year. I hate the Saints. I think Olave, if he stays healthy, is going to be an elite pick in round three, and he's going to be a first-round pick in a couple years of fantasy. I also have the Saints winning the division. Yes, I'm a Falcons fan. I think the Saints win the division. And I'm going to post that audio clip when they win the division. Terry McLaurin's just consistent. Jaden Daniels will play. He'll have a good year. Malik Nabers will be good. I think Brian Thomas is very intriguing and worth a pick. I think he's worth a high pick. I think Luther Burden, if he did not get hurt, I think Luther Burden is going to have an amazing year if he plays week one. Absolutely amazing. He's the guy I'm taking that Chicago offense. Lyle McConkey's getting a lot of hype. Take him. I wasn't impressed last year. Garrett Wilson's too high. Just not a good quarterback play, not a good offense. Jameson Williams is like, he looks good, like numbers wise, fantasy. He seems a little frustrating to watch. Very good flex, I would say, but I would not take him as my wide receiver too. I think Adunze is gonna be a great pick too. I'm really high on the Bears this year. Cortland Sutton, he looked great in the preseason game against the Falcons. He also goes against Patrick Surtain every day in practice. And he's got Jalen Waddle. I think Sutton, probably the guy in Denver. I'll take him over Jalen Waddle. Even though they didn't invest a first round pick. I like that trade for Denver. I did. DK Metcalf, I don't think he pairs well with Aaron Rodgers. I think Rodgers would be a lot better if you got that slot, moves around guy, better route tree. DK Metcalf's route tree is not elite. Neither really is Devontae Adams. He's getting a little bit older. They thought about moving on from him. I think if they took Mekhi Lemon, they would move on from him. However, they don't run a lot of three wide receiver sets in LA. I still think Devontae Adams is a fun pick. I think he's a fun pick. He scores touchdowns. Rashee Rice, I really don't get the Rashee Rice hype. I really don't. I think DJ Moore is a good pick as a wide receiver, too. I don't think Mike Evans is an elite pick. I think Jacoby Myers is an awesome pick. I think he's a really, really good football player. I think he's very swept into the rug. Especially being that Jacksonville market, he's swept into the rug. Michael Wilson ended the year very hot, but was also when Marvin Harrison was out. I'm probably taking Marvin Harrison, too. I think someone has to elevate Marvin Harrison Jr. I know his name's Marvin Harrison. It's after his dad, but he should just be better. He should be better. I don't like anybody in the Packers receiver room. I think Josh Downs is a good bench play. Would not take Pittman. Jordan Tyson would have been a great pick. However, he's out for 2 months. I think Carnell Tate is going to be elite. If you're picking a rookie receiver, you're taking the guy who's picked first. I'm taking Carnell Tate. I would take him in the fifth round of confidence. I think he's going to have a great year. I think Cam Moore is going to elevate. I think the Titans make the playoffs. Yeah, I said it. I think the Titans make the playoffs. That's my sneaky team to make the playoffs this year is the Titans. Good coaching staff. Staff I believe in. I always liked Brian Daboll. I think Robert Saleh deserved a second chance, and he got it only a year after. Very fair. Very fair. I think that's good. I think Carnell Tate and Wandell Robinson would be great picks. I think Cam Moore gets elevated this year. Titans are the team that I have making the playoffs. Titans and Saints are my teams, both the NFC and the AFC, who are my dark horses who didn't make the playoffs last year, who are going to make the playoffs this year. Browns, I would stay away from their receivers. Jalen McMillan will be a fascinating pick. I'm very intrigued. I'll probably take him. I think it's a fun pick. Quentin Johnson's interesting. I don't know. Matthew Golden. I just can't fall for Packers receivers. It's like the Cowboys in the 2010s when Jason Garrett was their coach. Yeah, you would take Dez Bryant. But other than that, you would look at their stat sheet, like nine guys would catch a ball that game. It's just not fun in fantasy. It's fun to watch if you're a Cowboys fan because everybody's sharing the love. It's just not fun in fantasy. I got Bowers over Trey McBride. Is there a logic behind it? Not really. I just think Bowers is a better tight end. Everybody says he's better, so I'm going to go with the media. Trey McBride had a good year. I think the problems when these guys have good years, it's tough to replicate it. Would I take them late second round? Yeah. If Trey McBride or Brock Bowers falls to me in the second last pick in the second round, I'm taking them. I'm taking them. I don't care. I love drafting tight end early. I wouldn't draft Tyler Warren or Colson Loveland. Their price tag is. I think Loveland has a good year. I would almost rather wait at that point and take back a Kyle Pitts, who I think is due for a good year. Fancy loves his tight ends. Jake Ferguson's fun to watch. Laporta. Kelsey, if you're taking Kelsey as like the second to last tight end, I think that's good. Fanning, yes. Tucker Kraft, amazing. I know I crap on the Packers wide receivers, but I love watching Tucker Kraft. I love it. He always does well when I watch. he's a fascinating pick. He had 117 fantasy points last year in 8 games. One of those games he tore his ACL. He had 489 receiving yards and 6 touchdowns in 8 games. That is not sustainable, but he was elite. 43.2% of his receptions went 10-plus yards. That's fun to watch. That's fun to watch. I want to take Mark Andrews. I think Mark Andrews' time is over. I think his time is over. Kittle, he always does well in fantasy, and his stats look so good. Is he going to stay healthy? I think Kittle's a good pick. If you had taken 3 receivers, 2 running backs, maybe a quarterback, I think Kittle's a good pick. He's a very name recognition pick, but he still is very elite and produces at a high level. Everybody loves this Greg Dulcich guy. I don't get it. I really don't. I think that's the popular, oh, I know ball pick, come back to this in 6 weeks when Greg Dulcich is balling. I don't fall for that. Njoku, I think, is a fun pick. Or no, Rondae Gaston's fun. I'm very curious to see how the Miami, or excuse me, Mike McDaniel switches his offense over from Miami to LA. I think that's going to be fun. Dalton Schultz is always going to get a pick. I think Isaiah Likely, he shouldn't be 20, he should be higher. Dallas Goddard's due for a great year. Great year. All in on the Eagles this year.
I think this is a conversation before I end it. Defense, what defense am I taking? I'm taking the defense who overplays the Miami Dolphins week 1. That's what defense I'm taking. I don't care if it's the Jets. I don't care if it's the Falcons. I'm taking that. I think it's very interesting to take a kicker early, like Brandon Aubrey. I think that's a topic that isn't talked about enough, is should I take a kicker very, very early? He's going to play. I'm not going to pick him a new kicker. I think that's something interesting. I really do. I think it's very interesting. So that's what I would do. I want to talk about a little bit about contracts, if anybody cares. I'll just talk about the Falcons. The league is changing to where they're running 2 high safeties, interior offensive linemen are getting paid more, so people are running the ball more. It's starting to change. Pass rushers, you see the 3 out of the 4 pass rushers, top pass rushers in the league. Myles Garrett, Micah Parsons, and I'm counting Max Crosby because he should have been traded, but he wasn't. And then the other dude I have is Aiden Hutchinson. They have been traded in the last 2 years. I think the league is starting to shy away from edge rushers. And you see these interior defensive linemen are starting to get paid more. You see these interior offensive linemen are starting to get paid more. And then you also see running backs are starting to get paid. That's a sign the league is evolving now to running the ball. All these running backs are getting paid what they should. There has not been a quarterback contract that has beat out Dak Prescott's that he signed a couple years ago. People are starting to realize that you can't pay quarterbacks this much money and you got to win on rookie deals. I'm very fascinated by that. And here are the teams who I believe at the end of the year, we're going to sit down and be like, hey, these teams are looking for a quarterback next year. Miami Dolphins, New York Jets, Cleveland Browns, Indianapolis Colts, Houston Texans. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to fall apart this year. They're going to fire Todd Bowles. They're going to let Baker walk. They're going to take a quarterback. Falcons will be taking a quarterback. Cardinals. Come back to that in a while. Who do I have winning the Super Bowl? I have the Rams beating the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens do really well this year. About 28 minutes right here. That's all I got for you. Thank you very much for tuning in. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Boggy. Any questions, please feel free to reach out and DM me. I'm very glad football season's back, and I'm very thankful you made it this far. Thank you very much, and we will see you next time.